Have you ever been to a Publix or a Target or any place, and there was a big line, right? And then another register opens up, and you're the first one, and you get to get right in line. You ever been in that situation? Or maybe you're driving, you see a traffic light, and it's red, and you're like, oh man, and then it turns green, and you get to just keep going. Or maybe you're at a doctor's office, and they could see you right away. How do we feel when these things happen? We feel happy, right? I mean, I imagine you feel pretty happy, right? So now, how do you feel when it's the opposite thing? How do you feel when it's been a long day? There are lines, long lines at the store. Seems like hours before your doctor can see you. And you seem to just be catching every light, and your day just is not going right. I bet you'd be pretty fed up, right? Life at some point seems very unfair, right? Almost as if God has turned his back on you, right? Now imagine this. Someone comes to you with news that your house has collapsed with your children in it, and they're dead. Someone has come and taken your cars in the night. And then, all over your body, painful sores break out. Now, some of you may recognize what I'm saying and recognize the story that I'm referring to. But in case the story doesn't sound familiar, turn with me to Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Job chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. It reads, "There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job, and that man was blameless and upright, and one who feared God and shunned evil. And 7 sons and 3 daughters were born to him. Also, his possessions were 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 female donkeys, and a very large household, so that this man was the greatest of all the people of the East." So I'm talking about Job, right? And as we can see, Job has money, children, but most importantly, Job has God. So let's pick up the story in Job chapter 1, a couple verses later, verses 8 through 12. Job chapter 1, verses 8 through 12. It says, "Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth? A blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil.' So Satan answered the Lord and said, 'Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, and he will surely curse you to your face.' And the Lord said to Satan, 'Behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person.' So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord." So what the devil is saying, or what the devil believes, is that the only reason Job worships God is because God has given him possessions, worldly things, right? So according to the devil, if only Job knew what pain or if struggle every day felt like, he would curse God. So God lets the devil test his theory. Read along with me in Job chapter 1, verses 13 through 22. Job chapter 1, 13 through 22. "There was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And a messenger came to Job, and he said, 'The oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them, when the Sabaeans raided them and took them away. Indeed, they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The fire of God fell from heaven and burned up the sheep and the servants and consumed them, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "The Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels, and took them away, yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword, and I alone have escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another also came and said, "Your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house, and suddenly a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house, and it fell on the young people, and they were dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you." Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground, and he worshipped. And he said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return there. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." And all this, Job did not sin nor charge God with wrong. So as you could see, clearly, the devil was wrong. Isn't that powerful? After all this, Job still, he still gives glory to God. But the devil now thinks something else. The devil devises another plan. And the devil says now that Job only gives himself to God now because God has not touched his flesh. The devil touches Job's flesh, and Job will now curse God. So what the devil is saying is if he touches Job himself, then Job will care and he will curse God. But in Job chapter 2, verses 3 to 9, Job chapter 2, verses 3 to 9 says, "Then the Lord said to Satan, 'Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil? And still, he holds fast to his integrity, although you incited me against him to destroy him without cause.' Satan answered the Lord and said, 'Skin for skin, yes, all that a man has he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face.' And the Lord said to Satan, 'Behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life.' So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. And he took for himself a potsherd with which to scrape himself while he sat in the midst of the ashes. Then his wife said to him, 'Do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die.'" So now, Job is not only tempted by the devil, but also the person he chose to marry, someone that he loves. So now Job has to be pretty torn, right, on what to do. Those of you who have a mother or a wife, if she tells you to do something, you better do it, right? You know, your mother tells you to clean your room. You have to clean your room. That's all there is to it. So Job's wife tells him to curse God and die, though. To curse God and die. Someone that he's so close with. Can you imagine what Job was feeling in this time? The turmoil in his head. But turn with me to Job chapter 2, verse 10. It reads, "But he said to her, 'You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God, and shall we not accept adversity?' And all this, Job did not sin with his lips." After that, three of Job's friends came to mourn with him, and they did not even recognize him when they first saw him. From the boils to his head, to his turmoil happening in his brain, they did not even recognize who he was when they first saw him. Job was so changed and so different. But even though Job was at his lowest, he did not turn away from God. Why is that? Why did Job have so much faith in God? Because Job understood something. He understood whether we are going through tough times with health or maybe family, God has a plan for you, a plan set in forth. Job is an amazing example to us that he teaches us to have patience and to trust in God, for he has insight beyond human understanding. And that's something that we need to understand. God's insight is more than we can even comprehend. And he has a plan whether we can think of it or not, which we probably cannot think of it. Because, like I said, the insight is just on a different spectrum. That's why we need to always just trust in God. No matter what happens in our head, we need to stick to the plan of Christianity. Turn with me to Job chapter 42, verses 10 through 13, and verse 17. Job chapter 42, verses 10 through 13, and then verse 17. "And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friends. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Then all his brothers, all his sisters, and all those who had been his acquaintances before came to him and ate food with him in his house. And they consoled him and comforted him for all the adversity that the Lord had brought upon him. Each one gave him a piece of silver and each a ring of gold. Now the Lord had blessed the later days of Job more than his beginnings. For he had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 female donkeys. He also had 7 sons and 3 daughters." And in verse 17, it says, "So Job died old and full of days." So the point of this lesson is to put all your trust in God and keep faith in him, and he will just carry you through. Thank you.